WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The Southeast Cybercrime Police are trying to track down a hacker who stole 7.3 crore, which amounts to around $940,000 over 3 months by manipulating the authorization process of a payment getaway company, The Hindu reports. The theft came to light when officials of RazorPay Software Private Limited were auditing their transactions and were unable to reconcile receipts against 831 transactions. RazorPay provides online payment services that allows businesses in India to collect payments through credit card, debit card, net banking, and wallets. From the record, the U.S. government recovered over $15 million from an elaborate international digital advertising scheme that used a botnet of infected computers to fake web traffic. Between 2015 and 2018, Sergey Avzennikov, Yevhenchy Timchenko, and Alexander Azev accessed more than 1.7 million infected computers, reaping online advertising payments for more than a billion fake views, according to the Justice Department. The recovered funds represent a little more than half of the $29 million the DOJ said businesses paid out for ads no one actually viewed. U.S. cybersecurity officials ordered all federal civilian agencies to fix flaws in widely used software that foreign government-linked hackers are likely moving to exploit, according to CNN. The emergency directive from the CISA gives agencies 5 days to either update the vulnerable software or remove it from their networks. The vulnerabilities are in a type of software made by VMware, a California-based technology giant whose products are widely used in the U.S. government. Zambia's central bank suffered a suspected cyber attack which disrupted some IT applications, including its website and Bureau de Change monitoring system, Bloomberg reports. The Hive ransomware gang claimed credit for the attack and demanded a ransom, but the bank refused to pay, citing that all of its core systems remain protected. From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, thousands of files of student data, including social security numbers, medical records, and academic transcripts, were exposed to all students and employees in the DeKalb County School District's network. An internal investigation determined that employees were improperly handling files, causing the breach, but the district did not say how many files were made available or how many students could have been affected. Washington local schools in Toledo, Ohio, suffered a cyber attack affecting much of its communication avenues, including phones, internet, email, Wi-Fi networks, and Google Classroom, according to WTVG Action News. The district did say it's working with forensics investigators to find a solution, but in the meantime, each school will have an emergency phone number established to keep lines of communication open. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Zach Hack.